The suspects in the Washington area sniper attacks will be tried first in Virginia. John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo have been moved out of federal custody so they can face murder charges in two different Virginia counties. The move means both suspects could face the death penalty, and some people are worried that the push to execute them may have already spoiled any chance for a fair trial, especially for 17-year-old John Lee Malvo. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Maryland originally claimed the right to hold the first trial since seven of its citizens were shot. But in the past, Maryland has been reluctant to carry out the death penalty and does not execute juveniles. The same goes for the federal government, which has been holding Muhammad and Malvo since their arrest. Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft chose Virginia, saying he wanted a jurisdiction where the death penalty is an option.
We believe that the first prosecutions should occur in those jurisdictions that provide the best law, the best facts, and the best range of available penalties.
Virginia is second only to Texas in the number of executions in modern times, and Virginia law permits the execution of juveniles such as John Lee Malvo. Malvo will face charges in Fairfax County, where Linda Franklin was shot and killed as she loaded packages into her car. Muhammad will be tried in nearby Prince William County, Virginia, where Dean Myers was slain while he filled his car with gas. Since the arrest of the suspects 2 weeks ago, prosecutors have been brandishing their death penalty credentials, openly vying for the chance to host the execution of the two suspects. And that's what worries Stephen Hawkins of the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty.
People are planning their execution, and there hasn't been a jury convened, much less a trial. It is that same rush to judgment in sensational cases which have led to and compounded error after error after error with respect to the death penalty in the United States.
And those errors could end up delaying the death penalty and dragging out the legal process. If that happens, death penalty opponents say this case will simply turn into another indictment of the American legal process rather than an opportunity for swift, fair punishment. But death penalty supporter Michael Rushford of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation says, if anything, the celebrity status of these two defendants will ensure they get very fair treatment.
No one has suggested we execute these people without a trial. They'll probably have three or four trials. So by the time we get to the point where actual punishment is imposed, these defendants will probably have received more legal attention than almost any other criminal in the country.
If John Allen Muhammad is guilty of half of what he's accused of, it may be difficult for him to avoid execution. But the future is far less certain for 17-year-old John Lee Malvo. He almost certainly will be tried as an adult and could face the death penalty in several jurisdictions. His ultimate fate may depend not on what he did, but on who he is and on what role he really played. Some who knew the pair say they think Muhammad was in charge.
I feel like Lee was a draftee into this whole whatever John wanted to do.
Reverend Alan Archer runs the Lighthouse Mission in Bellingham, Washington, where the pair lived before the slayings. He feels Malvo was simply swept up in something he cannot be held completely responsible for.
I think that capital punishment should be used very carefully. I would hope that Lee would be spared from capital punishment because of his age.
Others have described Muhammad as a stern taskmaster who took control of Malvo and appointed himself the boy's father. Malvo was apparently abandoned by his mother at different points in his life. Professor Catherine Ross of George Washington University Law School says even in adult court, a good attorney will use Malvo's troubled youth to argue for a lesser punishment.
That he wasn't responsible in a full sense because he doesn't have the judgment, the ability to understand the consequences of his actions, and perhaps even in this kind of a case, the ability really to say no if he was very heavily influenced by Muhammad.
There's been a push in recent years to punish juveniles guilty of horrible crimes as though they were adults, and Professor Robert Blecker of the New York Law School says society should be open to the death penalty in cases like this one.
It's most probable that a 17-year-old is not among the worst of the worst. Almost never, in my view, should a 17-year-old die at the hands of the state. Almost never, however, is not never.
If Malvo is guilty, the penalty phase of the trial, or trials, will bring out just how guilty he is. Mitigating factors might not save Muhammad from the death penalty, but Blecker says those same factors will and should play a different role for a 17-year-old.
so that one could hold that he should potentially be death eligible, and yet he should not get the death penalty, which happens to be my view.
If Malvo is guilty, he may be reluctant or unable to turn on Mohammed, since he'll be tried in a state where juveniles can be executed before a jury that was among those terrorized by the attacks. John Lee Malvo may have little choice. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.